Today is Friday, April 24th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, maybe... Well, I'm going to say this. Maybe the house purchasing drama... The house purchasing, you know, me whining about not being able to find a house, and you guys, you know, emailing in and messaging me on Twitter and calling and all of that kind of stuff to give me all the valuable advice, like Scotty telling me I must buy, or Mark and I must buy the golf course home. Maybe those are coming to an end sooner. Now, of course, you know, it's going to provide plenty of content. Hiring a mover, decorating, all of the things that come with purchasing a new home. I'm sure you guys are going to hear all of the lovely things that I have to say about that. But we are very close. We are very close to coming to a deal with the builder of this brand new spanking new home. And, you know, I think this really is the best of both worlds because, you know, we were trying to decide, do we want to do a pre-existing home that has a few years on it? Maybe we have to do a few upgrades, but maybe it costs a little bit less or whatever, and we can move in faster. Or do we do a completely brand new build where we pick all the finishes and, you know, and it takes 6 to 8 months and we don't move in until December, January, yada, yada. And this is kind of right in the middle. It's a brand new home. No one's ever lived there. And we're not getting to pick all the finishes, but we love all the finishes. And it's available now. So, you know, I mean, maybe that it's a little bit more expensive for probably the square footage than we would have paid for a little older home. But man, that bathroom is really nice. Anyway, so we're still in the negotiation process, but the seller did come back and counter our offer. So we made an offer. We said, you pay closing costs. We want a fridge that matches the other appliances. We want a fence in the backyard. We want a tree in the front yard. And we want something else. Oh, there was a shower that didn't have any sort of glass door at all, and we wanted a seamless glass door added to that shower. And they came back and said, we'll do the shower, the tree, and the fence, no closing costs. So now we're negotiating that. We're trying to get partial closing costs. So we're trying to, our bottom line we're thinking right now is fence and half of our closing costs. Because closing costs is a big major expense out of pocket for us. And if we can have that money in pocket instead of being out of pocket, then we could use that money to buy a couple of new furniture items or things like that that we might need when first moving in. You need new curtains. You need, you know, all this stuff for a brand new home. And so if we can get part of the closing costs, even if it's a quarter of the closing costs, I mean, whatever that ends up being, and we can get our fence, then we're good. We're good to go. We can do the shower later. My stepdad owns a handyman company, and they do that kind of work, so he could do that for us. He would still charge me, but we will see. So I should know something by about 7 or 7:30 this evening. So Monday, you guys will know whether or not I purchased a home or not. Of course, closing, there's more drama that everyone's going to hear about because there is a process that you have to go through where you have to, even though you've been pre-approved for the loan, you have to go through that process of getting a locked-in rate, a locked-in approval, all that kind of stuff. And then you have to, there's an inspection that happens, and you have to make sure that goes well, and yada, yada. You have to do the punch list when it's a brand new home. So if there's any paint updating, like if something was scratched or, you know, there are things like that that we have to go through. And our closing date is May 29th if we agree on a price and all that. So we'll have a month of going back and forth on punch list and everything else. I did get an email from Sam in the hinterlands, and I'm going to go ahead and read this. She says, okay, now you post a picture of Ellen's show. Now that you post a picture of Ellen's show, I see what you mean. YouTubers do have way more professional setups. Yeah, I mean, now Ellen, like I said, has gotten better. But, and even if you look, and I know Scotty's going to say, I don't know who James Corden is, but even if you find some clips of James Corden since he started broadcasting from home, he has a fully professional looking set with a desk and nice, you know, things behind him and lighting and like all of this good stuff. And it looks like a small late night show set. And he has a good camera. He has good lighting. He has a good microphone. All of that stuff is great. And it's in his garage. It's literally, they set it up in his garage. Ellen has a multi-bajillion dollar home. I just think she could have done better. And then you see these reports that they hired a contracting technology company, a contractor, to do the setup for Ellen and didn't even use her own employees. And her employees are at home not able to work. So I don't know. I love Ellen, but I just think they made a misstep there. It has gotten a little bit better over the past couple of weeks, but man, that first, even now though, she could have had a set. She literally could have had a set. She's a bajillionaire. She could have had a set built. I mean, I guess not. Because they in California, they literally have a, you have to stay at home no matter what order. So I guess you can't bring in like builders and stuff like that. She also says, I'm glad, to hear that I've been the catalyst for so much good Scotty commentary. Oh, yes. We're all glad that you've been a catalyst for Scotty commentary, Sam. It's great. Apparently, Scotty moved into a new home recently, or a new house recently. I think Scott, did he move? Now I don't know. Now I'm second guessing that. But I've been following something on Twitter, and I can't remember. Or maybe he's just talking about he wanted to move to America to suckle at the teat of America and drink the milk and eat the honey or whatever. He said he called it the land of milk and honey. I just wanted to say Scotty wanted to suckle at the teat of America. I agree that if you are on television, then whether you like it or not, you need to wear stage makeup or you will look super weird. Not a man, woman, other thing, just a stage lights or bright thing. Yeah, that was me talking about Ellen saying she needed to have some makeup on. She says, congratulations on your offer letter to buy the house. Very exciting for you. Also, your concessions are good ones. I haven't watched this week's show yet, Survivor's what she's talking about, but I did get a spoiler as to who got voted off, so I'm that much ahead of the game. And she says, Mark and I should do something to celebrate. So we'll see. Well, the house. So we'll see how that goes. I guess they didn't get another offer, because if they had gotten another offer today, this negotiation probably would be going different. They would be saying, oh, we have another offer. You guys need to do better or something. And they didn't say anything like that. So I guess whoever viewed it today did not make an offer. So I'm hoping within 2 hours, because they were supposed to accept or deny by 7:30, and it is now 5:26 Central Time, that we will have negotiated and ironed out a deal on this. I think the lowest we're willing to go is fence and no closing costs. So at the bare minimum, we will pay full asking price. You will throw in a fence, and that's it. But I'd really like to get part of closing, because that'll help again with, I want to buy a new couch for the living room. It's not that we couldn't do that, but it helps me if it's money that we were going to have to spend anyway, then I will feel better putting that into furniture and things like that, because then I can say, well, that was going to go towards closing cost anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and buy a couch or whatever. If we have to pay closing costs and then we have to come up with that extra money to buy a couch, then we may go longer without improving, you know, the couch situation. For instance, that's just one thing. Because I really don't like our couch. It's very messy looking. And we sit on the couch all the time. We are big couch potatoes. We watch a lot of TV in the evening. And our couch is not tightly wound enough. So it's one of those, it's not overstuffed, but it's one of those where it's just like pillows on a frame sort of thing. And so when you sit on it a lot, it starts looking scrunchy. I don't know how to say it. So I want to find a more modern looking, I don't even know if it's modern looking, but I want to find a couch that is a tightly woven where when you sit on it, it doesn't smush. And hopefully we can find one of those that's also comfortable because we still will be sitting on it all the time. But I don't want it to look messy. Like after you get up and you have to re-fluff all the couch cushions so that they're not all like smushed. There are other things as well, but couch is like top of the list. Because the living room is going to be so nice with that kitchen. I want it to look like the cover of Better Homes and Gardens or Magnolia, Joanna Gaines magazine. I don't know. So at the very least, we need a couch for that room. And we actually fell off the wagon Wednesday and Thursday for P90X. It's my fault because I said to Mark both days because Wednesday we went and looked at this house for the first time and we didn't get home until like 7:30 or 8 in the evening. And I'm like, oh, it's too late to exercise. And then last night we were just talking to the realtor, going back and forth, signing documents, doing all this stuff until 6:37. And I'm like, I don't want to work out. So I just told him, hey, let's just say this whole week is a bust and we'll finish up our last week of P90X starting Monday. So that's what we're going to do. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. And I'll talk to you on Monday, maybe as a sort of homeowner. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.